Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're here at American Top Team, and we're talking to strength and conditioning coach Phil DeRue. He is Dustin Poirier. You're in his camp. This is a big one, man. This is taking on Khabib Nurmagomedov for lightweight championship unifying. It's what has it been like so far?
I mean, it's always a good, you know, good camp for us. You know, he's super focused. This is something that he's been working towards his entire career. But again, I've been with Dustin for about 4 years now. It's my sixth camp with him. I could honestly say that he's the most focused he's been in the entire time that I've been working with him. And he has a newfound fire driven because of the fact that people don't think he's going to win. And that's obviously how we like to perform and how we like to set people straight.
How is it your role as a coach? Because, you know, seeing behind the scenes stuff with him before, like he's got Dia Davis and Mikey Brown and all you guys put together. Mm-hmm. How do you guys work as a team, deciding what's good for him, what goes at the right time? Like, you as a strength coach, how do you know when to push him, when to pull back?
Yeah, so we use objective and subjective indicators, basically talking to him, communicating with him, and along with me, Mike, and Dia. We have communication every day. So, again, I'm also putting a system in place to know exactly what his schedule relies on and as far as his intensity levels throughout camp. And obviously nutrition, sleep, recovery is going to be a major key factor as well. So getting all those things in place and then properly formulating the program is going to be something that we put as a hierarchy.
How did you decide you wanted to get into training fighters? And specifically, that's such an interesting field. There's so many athlete directions to go into.
Yeah.
What made you go down this path?
Well, actually, I was a fighter myself. I was a fighter for American Top Team. I started with Dean Thomas and been a fighter for about 8 years, and I just grew to love the sport, you know. And as I was fighting, I was also training my other teammates as I was doing it. So it was an easy transition for me, you know, going from being a fighter to now a coach. I played, you know, college football, things like that. So I've always been a competitor. So I think that getting a part and staying a part of this this sport was something that I wanted to do, and now I get to do it at the highest level.
When you were fighting, were there things that your coaches were doing that you're like, I think this can be tweaked better? Like, were you seeing as you got into this field, were you saying like, nah, I got my own kind of methods? And at what point did you deter and say like, I'm taking more control of going in that route? Was there any conflict there for yourself?
Not really, because I did take control of my career, my camps. When I was with Dean Thomas, he kind of gave us full-on autonomy on how we actually wanted to run our own camps, because he was setting us up to be true professionals. And again, with that, it made me be a better coach. So I got to understand how to properly formulate all my trainings throughout the camp and throughout my off camps. And from there, it helped me be a better coach. So I didn't really have the issue of, okay, I know this is wrong, because I was always running my own programs. And then if I would get with, like, let's say a strength conditioning coach, I would kind of relay over some things that I wanted to work on, especially coming from understanding a background of knowledge from a science-based approach and then having the experience inside the cage. I knew exactly what I needed to put into place, whatever time frame that I was in inside camp.
So you explain something to me as a dumb who watches the sport, right? A lot of people, like, we look at it and we see dudes who are like super hulking and they look like they got big muscles, and people say, oh, that guy usually has crap cardio or something like that.
Yeah.
Is that a myth? Is that true? And if that is, like, how do you kind of balance, or does it depend upon the person?
Yeah, again, this sport is a mixed bioenergetic demand sport. So aerobic capacity has to be, you know, evolved and worked on. So with that being said, I would say that, you know, it's genetics. You know, a lot of times you look at a guy like Tyron Woodley, who's highly muscled up, and you know, sometimes if he doesn't work on his specific aerobic capacity, he's going to end up gassing out in the fight. So what you want to do is you want to take his weaknesses and you want to improve upon them, just like you would in any type of skills training, right? If a guy is primarily a boxer, he needs to work on his wrestling. That's what we do. So we're plugging in gaps based upon their weaknesses. And then from there, you don't want to totally take away his explosiveness or his strength, because, let's face it, they're highly fast twitch and they have that explosive power attribute. But again, you want to kind of balance that out, because, again, like I said, it's a mixed aerobic system sport, and we need to make sure that we have all things in line. So, again, it's finding out the weaknesses and then hammering that home and getting them better once they start camp, so that you have a balance of everything.
Is there anything that's like new coming down the pipe that like you're always searching for or that you buy into? Is do you like to go with the more trusted and true methods, or are you always trying to like look for something? And yeah. Is there something that coming along that you do think is going to kind of be the next step in guys conditioning themselves for fights?
Yeah, I think that, you know, understanding the entire science behind it and understanding the sport is going to be important. We're always trying to find a way to be better. You're trying to evolve. You're trying to make sure that you have a better way. But again, what works is what works, you know. So I don't want to take something and try to maneuver it around. I only want to make sure that it fits my circumstances. And that's the one thing that people miss out on. They try to do things based upon other people's circumstances. So you got to find out what works for you and the situations that you have. I have 85 fighters that I coach. And so I have to have something that's highly, you know, relevant for what they're doing and what's going to transfer over into the sport. And also, you know, making it efficient enough to where I can do it on a daily basis. And so these guys aren't getting tired.
Fedor, thanks so much, man. I really appreciate the time. Oh, as far as the fight coming up with Dustin, mm-hmm. so you guys run the stairs at FAU and things like that, getting crazy. What do you think we're going to see from him in this? Are we going to see a better version, a different version? What do you think is coming through when he steps into the cage against Khabib?
Well, you're definitely going to see a better version. Dustin is a highly driven person. You know, I think that what we're going to see is you're going to see him. Obviously, you know, he's going to get taken down in a way, maybe. Most likely we're looking at that, right? At that point, though, we're looking to get back up. And mm-hmm. when he gets back up, he's going to make him pay. He's going to get Khabib tired. And at the fourth round, I feel like he'll put him away at the fourth. Because, again, when you keep on trying to take somebody down and they just won't stay down, and that's what's going to happen, he's going to go ahead and get tired from that. And in that point, we're going to go ahead and take advantage.
Thanks for the time, man. Really enjoyed the conversation. Hope we can do it again down the line.
Perfect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.